what you're doing. I'm waiting to turn down the sound on the YouTube page. It's the Afternoons with Josh, Ken, and Amanda. A silly look at a serious world.
It doesn't matter when you listen, Ken, as long as you're in the Good People Association studios getting ready for the huge live stream this Saturday, 2 p.m. Pacific time. It's always the Afternoons.
Woo!
Ken, we have a special guest here real quick. And Amanda's going to be coming in. She stopped to get a smoothie.
Okay.
She got to, you know, listen, you gotta pay attention to those pregnancy cravings, okay? Because things get ugly.
Okay, and, so your pregnant wife's not there.
Nope.
Who is there with you?
Here in studio, we're getting ready for Saturday. It's Mark Riley.
Mark Riley is in house. Look at
good
that.
To see the Afternoons here in the Good People Association studios. I am so excited to be here.
That's spectacular. That's just spectacular. Look at that gentleman. Look at that gentleman. Yeah, we've been working hard, everybody. Working hard indeed. I'll be heading over there in a second with a supply run from IKEA, boys.
Oh, bazinga.
Bazinga.
Huge.
Yeah.
We got a huge stream here this Saturday, 2 p.m. Pacific. It's going to go all night. We're going to announce the website that's coming. We are going to announce how you can join the Good People Association, all of the merch that you're going to be able to buy, all of the what you're going to get at certain levels of subscription bases. There's so much we're going to announce. We got guests. We got friends. We've got a brand new board game that we're developing ourselves, debuting on the live stream. So listen, we're here all day and all night Saturday. We're going to be drinking, hanging out, just trying to hit our goal of 75,000 new members. We will see you guys on Saturday.
Yeah, I can't wait. Bye-bye.
Good to see everybody. I can't wait to see you on Saturday at 2 p.m. Pacific. It's January 16th. Good People Association. Hashtag find the good.
That's great. Hey, you tell Riley to go ahead and eat some of that Norwegian chocolate in the fridge for me. All right?
Yeah, go ahead. Eat some of that chocolate.
Ikaika, our gentleman that's the king of the islands, we call him, the Hawaiian hunk. He's going to be very happy to know I just came from IKEA with a chair with arms on it.
Whoa. Ikaika is going to be running cameras. He's our behind the scenes. He's an amazing dude. Super creative, very funny. And Ikaika Shively, the Hawaiian hunk, the king of the islands, he's a legend. And he's going to be working with us here at the Good People Association. He's got his own little camera, own little God mic over there. Yep. He's really doing it. He's doing the thing.
So it's funny. We're doing the show today and still release the podcast on Friday mornings. And I know most of you still listen to the podcast version. Please don't forget that. That's going to stay right where it is, but the Afternoons. Oh, yeah. It's kind of weird, Josh, though. I almost was looking past this episode of the Afternoons. I was like, oh, yeah, we got to do that show. I'm just so busy getting ready with all you hunks for Saturday. It's kind of a weird feeling, you know? It's like a soft launch.
Yeah, soft launch, but, you know, we're launching all the actual content, the daily content of the Good People Association on Monday.
Yeah.
Starting with the Positivity Report in the morning, our morning show. We're going to release a slate. There's so much fun stuff coming. Daniel Salvuya, the legend, asked, how about Josh Brody? Oh, yeah.
There's going to be
a Josh Brody with Nick Scarpino and Tim Geddes. There's going to be a Josh Brody with Mark Riley and Ken Knapsack. And then the winner of the Mark Riley, Ken Knapsack, Josh Brody will face Mark Ellis in the Josh Brody finale near the end of the live stream, depending on how many cocktails we've had.
Right. How many? Yeah. We got to pace ourselves. A lot of twisted teas mixed with water. Robbie Smith is in chat. Look at that. Robbie Smith saying he's going to bring the cheesecake and wieners, which is really just a picture book of all the men he dated. So, Josh, I want to know how you're doing, okay? I want to know how you're doing.
Good.
Since the episode last week here, I'm leading you somewhere. Hold on. The Last Jeopardy aired with Alex Trebek. How are you doing?
Man, Ken. Okay, so I will say this. Over the last week, I've been an emotional roller coaster. Mm. Okay, they say that pregnant women are very emotional, apparently. I don't know. Amanda seems very even keel. I mean, like, no more or less. Mm-hmm. emotional than she normally is. I'm the more emotional one in the family.
Yeah.
And the last week, starting with the Alex Trebek Last Jeopardy, they did this montage at the end, and it was to Frank Sinatra's My Way. Mm. And it was, I mean, I was sobbing. I think even Amanda may have shed a tear. I'm not sure when she gets in here, she can tell us, sure. But, and then, you know, I caught this segment about this kid. His name was Joey Moss. And I shouldn't say he was a kid, but he was a kid when they hired him. And then he died recently, I think at the age of 55. He was a locker room attendant for the Edmonton Oilers.
Oh, wow.
And he was a kid. He had Down syndrome, and he was like the lifeblood of the Edmonton Oilers. Wayne Gretzky hired him in the early 80s because Wayne Gretzky was apparently dating his sister.
Oh, wow.
And then he became like this lovable locker room attendant. Everybody loved him. He belted out the national anthem during the playoffs, the O Canada. And
yeah.
I watch this. I start sobbing during that. Then on Monday, I forget what I was watching Monday. I probably like a SportsCenter feature, and I started sobbing during that. And then Ken Jennings, who's been doing a good job as the guest co-host or the guest host of Jeopardy,
sure,
he did this nice tribute to Alex at the beginning. I started crying. Then I watched the montage again, and then the This Is Us episode from this week. Holy cow! I was crying on the Peloton. I was sweating and crying at the same time. Do you know what that's like to sweat and cry at the same time?
Yeah, I've worked out. Yeah. That's, you've had quite a ride, buddy.
Yeah.
Plus the stress. I mean, we can't wait for Saturday, but it's stressful. We're putting a lot of stuff together. There's only four of us working on it. Not Louise doing our website that we've hired, you know, there's people, Eric over in South Carolina way, but you know, and we can't be that super close. We have masks, you know, we're trying to make, you know, we can't just bring a friend over to help. It's been kind of wonderfully stressful. So that's been adding to some of the emotions too. So I you know, I feel for you, man. I feel for you. That's like your favorite sports star retiring, your favorite game show host retiring and passing away.
It really is. It's, you know, I mean, when the man has been in my house every day since I was, you know, like he's been a nightly part of my life every day since I was 13, 14 years old. I mean, in college, I used to tape Jeopardy on VHS cassettes.
Yeah.
Because like during pledging or like going out or whatever, you'd miss Jeopardy sometime. And I would tape it.
There's old Joshy Coogs. He's not going to miss an episode of the Question Show.
Yeah. Never, ever. You know, it's just, it's a tough one. And I feel for his family. I follow and have become like, I've DM'd his wife a couple times, and she's actually responded to me, Jean. She's a really, really sweet lady. I DM'd her, and I became friends with Jimmy McGuire from the Clue Crew, who's a Pittsburgh native.
Right.
And, you know, we've been texting back and forth. I really want to bring him in for an interview on the Good People Association. And you know, it's just, it, listen, Ken Jennings is doing a good job. It's just different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's never going to be the same. It never should be the same.
No.
It's a new era. But
it is.
I hope they find the right host.
Me too.
You know, I hope they find the right host. But, you know, and obviously we still want it to be you. We're still,
correct.
We still are believing in a Christmas miracle here.
Yes. Yes.
But, you know, that some of the names they're bringing in, I'm not impressed.
I mean, Katie Couric, I used to have this joke in my stand-up about having a sex dream about Katie Couric, which was real.
Okay.
And that was creepy.
I mean, that's not a problem. Yeah, okay.
Then there's the Aaron Rodgers selection, which...
I don't like that.
Let me tell you something.
I don't like that. Okay. No.
When I saw Aaron Rodgers on the Celebrity Jeopardy, yes, impressive.
Did you know things? Okay.
He's good. He's no Michael McKean. Michael McKean was the Celebrity Jeopardy legend.
I believe that.
I think he made like $45,000 one Celebrity Jeopardy. That's not a joke. Like he's that good.
He's
at Jeopardy.
Smart cat.
Yep. Then they've got Whitaker. What's the guy from CBS News? He's an older guy. Something Whitaker. Yeah. I want to say Dave Whitaker, but that's a guy I went to high school with who was on the golf team.
I only watch InfoWars.
And then, they've got, I believe, the head of Breitbart is coming on too. And then, of course, Newsmax.
Newsmax coming in there.
Obviously. And then Mayim Bialik, a.k.a. Blossom. I mean, let's be honest. All things being equal, we'd rather have six on there. Or maybe even Joey.
Six.
Oh, Jennifer. He's going for a true daily double. Whoa.
Whoa. How much money does he get at any time someone says, whoa, news? Yeah, the insurance inspector comes by the other day, and I've got CNN on because, you know, there was this weird thing, the insurrection that happened at the Capitol, and I'm watching you don't know which way it's going to go. And the insurance adjuster with the mask on is staring at the TV, and he's like, weird times. I go, yeah. He goes, what is this, CNN? I go, yeah. He goes, you watch CNN? I'm like, I just have it on. I watched this one called Newsmax. I'm like, oh, here we go. Oh, here we go. But he was all right. He was all
right. Ken, I got to tell you a 7-Eleven story today.
Oh, did you go to mine? Did you go to my favorite?
Well, yeah, the one where we are.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all, I was driving yesterday, and it's funny how this happens in life, right? Like when somebody sees an episode of Jeopardy or something Jeopardy, they text me or something like this, sure. Right?
Yeah.
When somebody has a really nice bottle of wine, they text Mark Riley. Right. When somebody drinks a Coors Light, they text Mark Ellis. Right. When I see a really nice looking 7-Eleven in a really nice strip mall, a place that you can maybe meet for a snack, I text Ken Knapsack.
Yeah.
Now, I'm driving down, I believe it was Chandler yesterday, mm-hmm. in the more Studio City area.
Okay.
And I noticed a really nice looking 7-Eleven, which in a strip mall that only had two buildings. So it was a 7-Eleven, and next to it was a laundromat. And I thought to myself, uh-huh. that's just a really nice building situation in there. Uh-huh. This would be a really great place for Ken. I wonder if Ken knows this. And then I got cut off on Chandler and I got upset and I totally forgot to text you about it, but it looked like a really nice 7-Eleven.
You're on the other side. Yeah. I don't know that one too much. There is one on, there's one Magnolia Way, and God, what is that street? Used to live by, I used to have an American Apparel sign on there. I'd flirt with all the time. That one had a laundromat right next to it, which was my dry cleaners and my 7-Eleven. It was heaven. So you're not wrong, Josh.
See, and our boy, the Hawaiian hunk, Akaika, coming in hot. 7-Elevens in Hawaii are the best. You can get legit span musubi and dim sum pork buns. I believe the co-host of the afternoons is walking in the building as we speak. Real quick, though, David Taylor with a great one. These people that stormed the Capitol are just jealous Biden steal away the election like Robbie Dupree. I like what you did there.
Steal away the election.
The legend. Pregoton.
Coming on in here from Carmel.
From Carmel, California. We're live already. The pride of Carmel High School. The Padres? The Camels. Padres. The Padres. The Camels.
That's she right. wears no helmet when riding a horse and is late to any party she damn wants to be. It is Mandy Oaks P.I. Oh,
did she get a Jamba Juice? Oh, she went to Robet.
I went to Robex.
Mandy Oaks.
I went to Robex.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is about Robex, but it was all men and not one of them opened or held the door for me.
Well, that's a secret.
Which normally I don't really give a shit about, but I am heavily pregnant and moving very slow. And I also officially have a waddle. So like, help a girl out. I got my hands full.
That's ridiculous.
They all looked at me like, ugh,
That's ridiculous. See, you know, I finally saw Wonder Woman 84. I liked it more than other people did. But I think that movie deserves a lot of credit for finally showing what it's like to walk down the street as a woman, where every male character had some stupid cat call to say. That was my favorite part of the movie when Kristen Wiig beat up that dude. So it makes me think of your situation there, man.
Hey, real quick, Ken.
Yeah.
Legendary pop star Jesse Roach has a huge announcement. Okay.
What's that?
Big fan of the show. We're big fans of her music. Got into grad school today.
Oh.
So here's some celebratory cash. Have a beer tonight in my honor. Love you guys. And Amanda, as always, you are glowing.
Aw, that is so sweet. And congrats.
Congrats, Jesse Roach. She took some of those earnings from all those strip mall shows from her hits as Dark, Dark Curtains. Nothing like a Slurpee. Are those nuggets?
Yeah.
Some of the greatest 7-Eleven jams you'll ever hear. She's taking some of those earnings, Ken. She's going to grad school. I believe she's majoring in, she's getting her degree in a master's in political science and pop rock.
Yeah. And if the two mix. Yeah, absolutely. That's some great stuff from Jesse Roach. Yeah. Taking all the well-earned money, changed. A lot of people, when she said she was going to stop recording music professionally and go into a higher education, a lot of people doubted her. And she stuck through it. And Jesse Roach, congratulations on grad school.
Really, really good stuff.
That's a big deal. That's very exciting.
What's your favorite Jesse Roach song, babe?
Steal My Heart.
Oh, Steal My Heart is great.
Why don't you come along and steal my heart? Yeah, it's a great song. Yeah.
I think that actually...
It's a short song.
Is that Lindsey Buckingham that plays lead guitar on that one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And with the fingers, because he doesn't use a pick. He's
between already being slow when it comes to the improv and then my pregnancy brain, I am shocked I just came up with anything to say right there.
But Steal My Heart is one of her greatest hits.
Steal My Heart. Steal My Heart. Steal My Heart. Yeah, it's great stuff. Great stuff. Great stuff. Amanda, what kind of Slurpee did you get?
I got a green smoothie, which I said I was going healthy, but I mean, is Robex healthy? I feel like it's just a bunch of powder sugar.
Right. Grace loves the green juice. And we buy it by the bucketful, and I can't do it. Even though when I take a sip, I'm like, oh, that tastes like every color in the rainbow, like every fruit under the tree. Like, I can be okay with this. But the green, it throws me off. It's like it shouldn't be.
I love it. It makes me feel like my body is a temple, and I only put healthy vegetables in it. Mm. Even though this is full of fruit and sugar, it's fine. It makes me feel The green makes me feel like I'm being healthy.
Yeah, it tricks you. It's like when you get a shot of wheatgrass or something. Like, it's just you believe the hype. It's like I fall into the trap. I cut out meat. All right, great. But also now I have triple the salt. I don't know. I got to find the balance. I got to find the balance.
Yeah.
AJ Schwacker.
Good job.
Ken, did you know that it's no longer Jamba Juice? It's just called Jamba?
What?
What kind of craziness are you speaking there?
Where we stop on the at the El Tajon, remember? It's just called Jamba.
Oh, Tajon is the street I was trying to think of. Is it like a knockoff? Is it like someone is like, we can't get the license, we can't be a franchisee, so it's just Jamba?
It is a smaller Jamba Juice, so maybe it's like a small, maybe they're like, well, we can't make it a Jamba Juice.
Yeah.
So we're gonna make it half.
No, because okay, so because
it's like inside another.
Or did they KFC it where they were like, we're not Kentucky Fried Chicken. Nope, nothing. We have nothing to do with Kentucky.
Well, here's the thing: is that so? You know, when you're driving up the 5, uh-huh, going towards Carmel by the sea.
Yeah, you go up that way, Kettleman City, King City, that way.
Right. Well, so before you get to that, like about an hour 15 minutes outside of LA, when you get to that interchange where it goes to like Fresno and you have to stay right on the 5 or go to like the 99. Is it the 99?
Yeah. I don't know. Definitely.
So there's this, it's Jamba, and then it's connected to a Dunkin' Donuts and also some kind of cheesesteak place. But
it's kind of weird, but it's also,
but awesome. I asked the guy, I said, what's Joshua Alonzo says Jamba drinks. Nope. Jamba, I don't know drinks. If that's right. But it just says Jamba. And I was like, are they no longer called Jamba Juices? He's like, well, we're trying to get away from just only having Jamba Juice. It's we now offer some of these snacks and all this kind of stuff. So
you're making this conversation.
No, babe, I had it when you were home like 2 times ago.
I love that Amanda's like, you are completely making up that conversation I watched you have in the car.
Hold on.
I
don't like when a store gets too far out of its lane. You're Jamba Juice. If you also sell granola bars and an egg sandwich, great. I don't need to know it in the sign. I know it's Jamba Juice.
Yeah, I agree. I think maybe they're trying to rebrand, like, do something new.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. John Mariano checks in from NYC saying, hi, John Mariano, longtime fan. Just looked this up for Josh. Jamba as of 2019.
Boom. See, who's a big deal? That's right. Whoa. This guy.
Wow. And BC Tiller coming in with a super chat. We appreciate the super chats. Not required, not needed, but we appreciate it. BC Tiller's got a great profile picture. If for those listening on the podcast.
Really? Yeah.
If you're listening on the podcast, I'll describe it. Just a smiling gentleman in a beanie and a nice winter's coat behind a great tableau of snow. It's really happy.
Snowy landscape, which is great because BC Tiller and Sons does snow removal.
Right.
They also sell snow removal products, snow blowers, mm-hmm. snow cats, whatever that is. You know,
chains. Senior Film checking in with the super chat. Senior Film, a regular around the Wangers universe, and I really love it when Senior Film checks in over there. Happy to have him here in the afternoons.
What's also sick is Senior Film's profile pic. Dude looks awesome. I've always wanted to be able to pull off sunglasses like that. I don't have the face for it. Senior Film clearly has the face.
I don't have a face for much, including some of those hats we were talking about, Josh. You should see me in one of them. I look like a pinhead. a pinhead.
Well, the Good People Association has dad hats coming soon to the merch store.
Yeah.
And Ken said he doesn't like a dad hat because it makes he's got a weird shaped head. Now, as for me, like the Jeopardy hat, like it's a little shallower.
Oh, yeah. I like those. Those are the only kind of hats that actually fit me because I have a very small head.
She got a little pee
head. That's the thing. My hat's 7 5/8. They have to order it special a lot of places. And so it doesn't look like I'm wearing a hat. It looks like I've converted.
I went to high school with a kid that wore an 8 1/4. That's no lie.
Yeah, okay, but he was probably dropped on something young, right?
Yeah, he had a head like an Easter Island, you know, it was like a blockhead kind of thing.
An Aykroyd head?
Totally. I was reading this thing, and there's this book, Ken, it's called Be Prepared, and it's about, you know, like being a dad, and it's written by like first-time dads. It's pretty entertaining.
Okay.
I haven't seen him read it once. It's just on his nightstand.
It's on my nightstand, but I've read the first like 7 pages. Anyway, the first 7 pages talk about like things.
Which means he's definitely not prepared.
Yeah. I'm getting prepared, Ken. Ken, I'm a crammer. I'm going to be reading that book on the way to the hospital. I'm going to be doing my studying. All that kind of stuff.
I would too. Yeah, I would too. But yeah, so yeah, what advice have you got from?
Well, he said, don't freak out when your baby comes out of the womb and their head is a cone head because it it's got to step out of the womb.
That is only, I don't even want to say this word on this show because everyone's going to freak out. But if you have a vaginal birth, yes, the baby's heads look like cone heads. If you have a C-section though, they have these perfect, beautiful little round heads.
Why would anyone freak out at birth? The word birth is used often.
I don't want to gross anyone out.
Amanda is so right. Like that's why like you got sometimes those little helmets. Like my friend Andrew's daughter needed a helmet or son.
Yeah.
Which is weird because his daughter is now going to college. And I remember when he announced he and his wife were expecting. I'm not old. But yeah. They wear little football. And he was in Iowa. He was from Iowa. So it was like a
Hawkeye.
Hawkeye. Yeah, the college team. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe you can get a little Steeler hat.
Ooh, little baby Steeler helmet.
No, they only have to wear the helmet if they have a flat head. So. And that like takes a little while to figure out that they have this flat head. A couple of my friends have had their babies have had to wear those helmets that just help round the back of their head. And they're actually, I mean, they're so sad, but they're actually so cute on the babies because they just have to like wear these helmets.
Yeah. My friend had it was, I remember that. Yeah. We were throwing pennies at the hat. No, I'm kidding.
My friend that lives in Pittsburgh is like, that's her job. She makes those helmets for kids' heads. And
like on Etsy or for a company?
Oh, I bet you Etsy has something weird. You know you can find those on Etsy. They're like crocheted and something.
Yeah.
That killed me. It made me dead sea. Oh,
hey, all right. Yeah.
No, she's like it's like a branch of a prosthetics firm.
Oh, okay.
And so she specializes in child helmets. And so you put it on the kid and then it's like braces for your head.
Does she make all of them across the world? Like does she touch every one of them? Or is it just the one company?
It's like custom made. Yeah, she has to make them and like form them and then they're made plastic at a specialty place.
Cuz like my ex-girlfriend's dad worked for a private company, like a little out of a house, but he was for his whole career. He made the orange construction signs that have a black arrow pointing like left. They made them. Like if you had them, they had made them. They were like the only company that did it for a while. Who knows from this has been a few years now, but yeah. So I just wonder if she's like the only one, like in a little workshop, like I need to make these for all the babies.
Yeah, no. I mean, remember in The Fugitive with Harrison Ford, when he went into that place and that woman was like painting the fake arm. Yeah, that's the stuff I'm talking about.
That's the one. That's the one.
Yeah. Because it didn't kill his wife.
Yeah. didn't.
It was the guy with the one arm.
I didn't finish that movie. No, I remember.
Did you tune out after he jumped off the dam?
No, I can't remember much of that movie. I watched it once. I was a bigger, because I'm a Harrison Ford guy for sure, but I was like more of a Clear and Present Danger.
Clear and Present Danger, very underrated movie. If you guys want to watch, make sure during these live streams, make sure you watch Amanda's face when Ken and I start talking about something that she knows nothing about, because you can literally see her disappear behind her eyeballs. Like, you can literally see her go. It's like when a dog falls asleep and is just going.
I'm
back. Treat.
Here's what Amanda is thinking. I drove all the way over here for this.
Yeah.
For you to talk about Harrison Ford movies.
No, I was actually just thinking about things I wanted to bring up on today's episode, and then I just blacked out, so I don't even remember.
You got the floor. You have the floor, Amanda. You have the floor.
Jesse Roach, legendary pop singer, now master's student in poli-sci, demand planning for politics.
Right.
I think that's how that works.
That's what
she said. My sister lost amniotic fluid with my oldest niece, so she had to wear a helmet for a few months. It was adorable, which then led to everybody's favorite single off her third album, Kid Helmet.
Kid Helmet. Gotta wear that helmet on your head when you lose amniotic fluid. Great song.
And weirdly enough, like, there was this, like, a fluid sound of the music, and that was intentional.
Robbie Smith has a great idea here in live chat. Amanda's Inner Thoughts are a separate podcast, and I live for it. We should release a special edition that's just like a live commentary of Amanda's thoughts all through the episode.
It would be all over the place. There would be absolutely no organization to anything.
Would it be like Homer?
Yeah. This is my, we've talked about it on the show before, but I know tones of the word babe, right? Because, like, we call each other babe all the time. Like, hey, babe, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when I hear babe, that's when I know that it's a project. Okay. When I hear, or like, you got to come in here and do something.
Translate.
You're like, hey, babe. It's, she's in a good mood. Mm-hmm. Maybe I get lucky, something like that. Mm-hmm. But when I hear, like, babe, that's when I know I've messed up. Right when I'm like in trouble, babe.
Okay, I don't think
this is very, very true.
No, these translations work. Yeah.
What about me?
You don't really have tones as much as you do. Just kind of like explode when you're. I know he's mad because he's just exploded. Like last night, for instance, I don't even remember what this was about, but you told me I was exhausting, and I said one thing. You're like, you're so exhausting. I'm like, really? Oh my god, the one over here carrying your child. I'm so exhausting. I'm such a nag. But I asked him one thing one time.
I'll tell you what it was. Josh spent the entire day with me and Mark yesterday, and we're exhausting. So he can't really say that because he's trying to build an empire with us.
I know what it was. We were watching Yellowstone, which, by the way, is my new favorite show. But we were watching it, and it bothers me because he's on his phone the whole time because I know he's not paying attention to the show.
No.
And I feel like it's why are we watching
this? He's tweeting about watching the show.
Yeah. That's probably what he's doing. But it annoys me because he's not present. He's like not there with me. So then I'm like,
hold on. Time out. Because a lot of times I hear, wait, what did he just say there? I missed that. Because she's on her phone, Ken.
The only reason I get on my phone is around scary parts because I need something else to look at. I don't like the scary parts.
Josh, does Amanda do this? Because Grace and I watched, this is not a men and women do this, men do this conversation, but it kind of is. We were watching Wonder Woman, and like an hour into the movie, Grace is like, okay, but what happens? Like, I don't understand. And she starts... I was like, well, if only there were an hour and a half of the movie left to explain it. Like, if only, honey. Like, let's just watch and see what happens.
Some of the things in Yellowstone are hard to understand in general, but then if it's kind of like scary or a tense situation, I have to like look away because it just stresses me out too much. But he's like on it the whole time. And I'm like, what did he just say? And he's like, I don't know. Hold on. Let me rewind it. I'm like, you're not even paying attention. You're not even here with me. And he's like, oh my God, you're exhausting.
But
like,
are you saying there's scary things in Yellowstone? Because I just assume the show's a bunch of guys in cowboy hats going, yeah, we'll put a park there.
It's kind of like that. I wouldn't say it's scary. I would say it's suspense. There's suspenseful parts.
Where are they going to put the gift shop? Like, what is it?
No. Okay. So.
Oh man, Ken, you gotta watch Yellowstone.
Okay, I thought this was about Yellowstone National Park.
After maybe like the fourth or fifth episode, I said, I think I could be a cowboy. And that's coming from a dude who's afraid of horses. So clearly I'm lying. Also, I think that I can wear a cowboy hat, but I can't. Yeah. So it's basically Kevin Costner as Tony Soprano in Montana, who runs a ranch.
Okay.
But it's not really organized crime as much as it is like, I guess, sort of organized crime. I mean, I don't know. It's not organized crime. He's like sort of a politician, but he's running this part of Yellowstone and he's trying to keep like Montana. So like locals only, but also he's kind of a hard ass. Okay. And he's got these one liners that are awesome. He's like, oh yeah, it's a hell of a life, kid. He's really good.
He's so badass. I have such a crush on him. And also one of his sons, which is kind of weird.
Costner's sons in the business? I don't know.
Well, he's got a couple sons in the show.
Oh, okay. Senior Film says it's a gangster ranch drama. Wow.
Yes,
it is.
Way to say it, Senior Film.
I literally thought it was one of those history shows where they just like script like a history lesson. I've just been watching Pretend It's a City, which is probably something only I'm interested in. So don't take TV lessons.
Is it about the creation of Sim City, the greatest game in the history?
If they did a documentary on Sim City 2000, that's all I'd watch. No, it's Martin Scorsese and Fran Lebowitz, the humorist and author and everything. And I just think she's really funny and great. And she just sits there talking at Marty Scorsese for a half hour of time on these episodes. And I just, you know, and it's shot around a restaurant and they're just, and it's just funny. It's just funny stuff. And again, I think only me and Lon Harris are watching it.
Where is it?
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on Netflix.
Pretend It's a City.
No, yeah, you got it. Did you not hear it?
You guys going to be okay? You're going to be okay.
You okay? I started watching, as we were getting in bed last night, which is awesome. I started watching The Night Stalker. We got like 8 minutes into that and had to turn it off because that is scary.
Yeah, I remember that one as it happened as a kid, you know, and I just, you know, I think I was out of LA by that time, but I didn't know because I used to live there and I didn't know that, you know, I just assumed California was LA and I just remember like worried at night that The Night Stalker was going to come in our house.
Yeah.
I can't watch stuff like that right now. It just, I started watching the first episode of Your Honor with Bryan Cranston, and there's a horrific accident scene in the first episode, and I just could not. I had to turn it off right away. Like, I don't know why I don't know if it's because I'm with child that I can't watch, like, scary or traumatizing
things.
You've
always been like that. You don't like stressful TV.
Yeah, but really? I'll at least watch like this, like with like, you know, I cover my eyes, but then I kind of look through because I like want to see it, but I don't. But now I just cannot watch it at all.
Yeah. Michael Balsamo, who, by the way, Ken, I believe was the body double for Tony Danza in Who's the Boss, right?
Yeah, and for Judith Light at the same time.
Yeah, correct. He was both. Michael Balsamo recommends we watch Warrior, which is a martial arts gangster show. That's the one that Amanda's dad was watching.
I could see the judge watching that. Yeah,
he was watching it and he was like trying to explain it to me, and then Janet yelled at him, told him to stop watching this violent ninja movie during Christmas time. I kind of felt bad. I was like kind of into it with him.
Jesse Roach says Casey is the best character and so hot. I do not disagree.
Casey is a hot Texas or hot cowboy dude, so, and sexy. He's married to this hot Native American girl. Oh, Monica is smoking.
Okay, you're so annoying. Just because I said that Casey is hot, I have to sit and watch The Bachelor with you every week, and you're like, yeah, that chick's smoking. Ooh, she's hot. Which one's that? I'm like, oh, good. I'm over here big as an elephant. And he's like, oh, look at that bikini shot. Ooh, look at that butt shot. Oh, yeah.
It's a joke, Ken. Come on, we get it.
It's just not fair. You know, we'll watch Game of Thrones and ooh, Khal Drogo, and I'll be like, ooh, Emilia Clarke. What did you say?
Yeah, see?
Because they don't show men like they do women
in movies
and films.
You've seen tons of butts in... But
Amanda's like Grace. She wants equal opportunity penis.
Yes, but like that's the thing. If you're going to... I mean, but there's nothing tasteful or really attractive about a full frontal penis. Like, yes. I don't want that. No, not even women want that. We're like, keep it away.
Yeah, it does kind of look like a Claire.
But
it does.
But they make women, they make like nude women. I mean, of course, they are sexy.
Yeah, pretty.
Holy shit, that is.
I mean, I'd like to see Claire Casey like run on out there with his cowboy hat and cowboy boots.
We've
on,
seen his butt a couple
while
times.
He's naked.
We've only seen like half a nipple from the sister, a side boob from Monica.
Josh clearly knows all the times that he's seen any nudity in the show.
I can rattle you off the amount of times I've seen nudity in. I'm like Mr. Skin, but in a funny way, not in like that creepy way where he's like selling like ad space to creeps as he's like, check out this Jennifer Lawrence nipple. It's like, no, but if you tune into that movie in about like minute 35, it's like when Clark, when he crashes the car in National Lampoon's Vacation and they stop at that motel and you get in and all of a sudden you just get Beverly D'Angelo topless in the shower. And you're like, whoa, where did this come from?
Right. That awakened some things for many in that generation.
Yes, it sure did.
On all sides of the coin.
I remember we were as a family watching that, Ken, and Deb McCook was like, whoa, they show her nipples? Like she said that. I thought this was a family comedy. Nope, there's nakedness. There's nudity.
Yeah, Slurpee Frapp was kind of going where I was going. You mentioned Mr. Skin, and he's talking about the knocked up scene where Seth Rogen and his pals are trying to launch what they don't realize is another Mr. Skin. Back then, it was like, it's funny joke in the movie, but like I remember when you first learned Mr. Skin, at least when I did, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Then you kind of just stop for a second. And you're like, who's documenting this?
Who is the creep?
Yeah, what? No.
I think that he's been like every now and then. Back in the day when I used to spend a lot more time in the car in LA when I first moved here, I feel like Petros and Money would have Mr. Skin on the show and talk about like nudity in movies or something on sports radio. And I was like, it's supposed to be a joke, not supposed to be like a serious segment on actual sports radio.
Yeah, it's all that. I'm sure Tom Lekas probably had him on too back in the day. Yeah. It was a weird time. From like 98 to like 2006 or 7, it was a weirder time.
Yeah, it was. Have you guys are paying attention on the stream here? You've seen Amanda zone out over the last 90 seconds, and it is entertaining.
Can you stop paying attention to me?
Just oh, there! It's on the record, Josh. Stop paying attention to her. Okay, stop paying attention to her.
Exactly.
I did see this meme today that actually one of my good friends who's also pregnant sent me that said next time, something like next time I have a baby, I want to be the dad because Josh doesn't have to experience any of this stuff.
No.
Yeah.
And
apparently I'm exhausting.
You're exhausting.
I say exhausting one time because she was like, get off your phone.
Because I said it one time. Like, how many times do I actually nag you about anything other than farting?
Ken, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
As the resident dude here, okay? If you told Grace or if I told Amanda, hey, do you want to get off your phone so we can pay attention to this? Do you think we'd hear the end of it ever?
I have done that a few times. I'm still hearing about it.
Correct.
That is not true. I would not have been mad, but here's the thing. When I'm really into a show, I don't get on my phone. You can tell I don't like a show if I'm on it.
Yeah, I mean, we'll do during the commercial breaks because some of the streaming services, you can't skip past the commercials. We both go to our phones like a modern couple. Where I get in trouble more is if I'm about to press play on the show, I do demand full attention. Otherwise, I'm going to go play MLB The Show. And so I'll look over kind of like, you done watching TikToks? You done, you know, and that's where the trouble starts.
Yes.
Well, see, I think it's something that is nice that we get to do together. And let's face it, we don't have much more time left where it's just the two of us and we get downtime to watch a show together.
That's true.
Like this. So even though we're not having a conversation and we're just watching the television, I want to know that he's like present and doing it with me instead of like,
sometimes when we touch
on his phone and
the honesty. I was literally answering emails because and he's doing an amazing job on our website, but our web designer sends like 94 minute videos describing what is happening with the website, and I sit there watching them and it's a lot. Like Mark Riley is heading up the website division of the Good People Association and he's doing a hell of a job. You're welcome, Mark. He's a handsome guy who definitely poops way more than I poop.
There's no lying about the amount of times you poop.
Mark's a big poop guy.
Well, and, but you get it all. You have a 2-hour session in the morning, Josh. Let's
battle. I go in there. It's what Rudy Giuliani was describing as trial by combat. That's me versus bathroom. Okay.
It's exhausting.
She's right. When she's right, she's right. She nailed that. That's pretty good.
Oh, do you want to do something? Oh, hold on. I need 10 minutes. And then 10 minutes turns into 45.
And John Reese makes a solid point. Farts aren't healthy to keep in, though, Amanda. He's right.
I don't expect anyone to keep in their farts because you're right. That is unhealthy. Yeah. However,
it just goes right up to your brain.
I do think that there is a way to let them out that's maybe not as...
You know, like another room, another city, maybe run to the store.
Another room, close the door, try to do it quietly instead of just like doing it for laughs and spreading your butt cheeks in the air. It's just, why?
What is Josh on the ground, face down, ass up, going, look at this trumpet. Like, what are you doing over there?
Honestly, sometimes anything goes. And I honestly feel sorry for our daughter who is going to have to experience that. And I hope that she's just like me and absolutely disgusted by the way that her father behaves.
She might be.
When he farts.
I'm going to refrain or at least try and keep it away from her until she's of age to realize that it's gross so she can judge me like her mother. Because I don't want my daughter going into like kindergarten being like, you guys know what a fart sounds like? Yeah. And then all of a sudden she's just like fart Rosie.
Yeah. Oh, and you mean she's going to be like you?
No, because guys farting is hilarious. Girls farting is just weird.
No, it's not hilarious. At a certain point in your life, it just becomes gross.
Zachary Taylor threw us a super chat. Thankery. Thankery.
Zachary
Taylor, 12th president of these United States. Always hashtag support your local Josh. That's right, Zachary. And I appreciate you very, very much. Thank you for supporting your local Josh. It's very kind of you.
Support that Josh. Yeah, that's great. That's great. That's great. For some reason, I instinctively was going to open up my car insurance folder. That was stupid. This is not a phone call. This is a show we're doing right now.
AJ Schwackert, former backup quarterback in Green Bay, then Minnesota, and then I believe he went to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Mm.
AJ Schwackert says, I was raised being told girls don't fart.
It's a lie.
And that's just good parenting.
That's a lie.
I'll say that's true until you become pregnant and then you have no choice because your bodily functions are out of your control.
There's a lot going on. You got a city going on inside you.
It's something else.
David Taylor asks, are Josh's unionized? And yes, there's a local Josh 318 here in Burbank. Pittsburgh, I believe it's 294. Local Josh, 294.
Senior Film says, my local Josh used to be my weed dealer in high school. That tracks.
Shocker. Your local Josh in Pittsburgh also may have done that on the side as well.
Anke Van Doren, which I'm sure I'm saying that completely wrong, but I made it sound like a Game of Thrones character, says, yes, Amanda, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Anke Van Doren is looking very excited. She's been tweeting and Instagramming, very excited for the live stream on Saturday. So are we, 2 p.m. Pacific, right here on this YouTube channel. Now the Good People Association, formerly the Josh McCuga Show, but forever now until we sell the company and pass it on to a younger generation. Yep. It is the Good People Association.
I'm telling you, that's my ultimate goal in life. You like build something up, sell it, and you'll never see me again. If it's this or if it's my Etsy baby helmet business, either win. Either one.
You know what's crazy is that, like, you know, your last name is Knapsack, right? Mm-hmm. And we haven't come up with a napping company or tool or device that goes like the Knapsack Knapsacks, like they're Knapsacks, and they're socks like just Ruzegas, designed Ruzegas. Just for napping, right? It's like they keep you warm in the winter. They keep you cool in the summertime. It's like a moisture wicking technology.
A moisture wick. Look, I'm totally fine developing this under the hat of GPA and having some GPA Knapsacks. Is that what I want? That's what you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good. Yeah, I'm fine.
Knapsacks, nap snacks. And those are snacks you have before you take a nap or after you take a nap.
Oh, yeah. When you wake up and you need it, when you're all like face is smushed into the pillow and you're sweaty and you kind of nauseated because you fell asleep and you didn't turn the fan on. Yeah. Those are great. Those are great naps. Yep.
Oh yeah.
Great solid naps. Yeah. Great naps indeed. I'm excited for Saturday. I'm a little afraid, you know. It's we got a lot of moving parts, Josh. A lot of moving parts,
a lot of guests. Mm-hmm. 2 p.m. We've so many people coming in and out. Listen, it's going to be wild. We're not promising perfection. We are promising that we are releasing and debuting a lot of different fun stuff. Mm-hmm. We're going to have laughs. We're going to have drinks. Amanda's going to be part of it at some point. It's going to be a blast. We're really looking forward to it. And we're looking forward to this new venture. Again, the afternoons will stay where it is on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Usually 5 p.m. on Thursdays. Ken will probably have a guest co-host here at the end of February, beginning of March.
Yeah, it's true.
For a few weeks. I don't know what my schedule is going to look like other than hold the baby, care for the baby, hold the baby, look at the baby, take pictures of the baby, hang with the baby, talk to the baby, put on his little Italian tapes, her little Italian tapes. I'm going to buy some Italian tapes so she learns Italian first and then English
second. That's smart.
Italian,
so we don't know any Italian.
We won't be able to talk to her.
Yeah. Joshua Alonzo saying, do you guys plan on making GPA fitted caps? Definitely going down the line.
We're starting with dad hats and beanies, and then we're going to work our way towards fitted caps.
Better believe I demanded that beanie.
Yeah.
Demanded it. No, and a lot of cool stuff and a lot of stuff coming. It's and again, one of the big things about it, we said before, it's also a community. It's about finding places to find the good and put the good charity, focus. You know, that morning show Josh is heading up and putting together is not just, what do you think about Batman? And that's fun. We'll have those conversations, but it's also going to be about life coaching and life choices and finding happiness and make education, wellness and those kind of things. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yep. All of that, trying to pay it forward, all while entertaining, Ken. Pay it forward while entertaining. Mm-hmm. Find the good.
GPA scatter cushions. That's a good. We don't have that yet.
Ooh.
We don't have that yet.
Uh-oh. I'd like to be...
Under the sea in an octopus's garden?
I'd like to be...
Yeah, can I be on that design team for the scatter cushions?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Please. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Maybe we get one with a G, one with a P, one with an A, and you buy them in a 3-pack. So Amanda doesn't like logos on stuff, but it has like a G for it. It's like, oh, this is my this pillow. It's got a G on it. It's like cute. It's just got this thing on it. It's awesome.
Is that what I sound like?
Yeah, it's exhausting.
Also, yeah, seriously, apparently I am exhausting.
No, you're not.
I love that Josh doesn't know what his life's going to be like, though, as a dad. Like, I'll probably just be looking at the baby and holding the baby and looking at it. I am so glad that is what he thinks, because I'll tell you what, he's got it easy. Meanwhile, I'm going to be in adult diapers while feeding this thing that I have to keep alive and making sure that, like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. It's a messed up world.
The nips don't go raw.
It's a messed up world.
Old Mandy Raw nips.
Messed up. I mean, honestly, why didn't they make it so that once the woman gets the baby out, then the man has to recover and get the nips sucked on raw? Like,
it's a good question. You know,
it's a fair question.
You guys have it so easy. Every other one of his friends with kids is like, oh man, your life's going to change drastically. Like, wow, everything's going to be so hard. I'm like, oh, so hard for him. Okay. Hey,
you know, it's a messed up patriarchal society. We gotta change it slowly. Josh, I think Josh is going to be a great dad. He's going to be a great support system.
He will. And I'm very grateful. Even though I'm extremely uncomfortable and I feel like an elephant walking through a china shop.
No.
I do love being pregnant and I do love carrying this baby. So I don't want to act like it's all terrible, but it's just not really fair. I mean, it's just not.
I agree.
I'm not disagreeing. We've said it all along. I mean, there would be no people if men had to give birth. We just
We would have died out 200 years ago at least. Yeah. Jennifer Maddle says with a super chat, GPA foam fingers. That's a good idea.
I agree.
Too.
I like that.
GPA foam fingers, big time.
Saul out in New York, where can I pre-order a GPA paintball gun?
Season three or four when we run out of merch ideas, I think. Senior folks at GPA beer koozies, GPA pasties for men, John Mariano, the GPA the flamethrower. I don't hate that idea. GPA beer steins. Mm. I feel like people, I like a good beer glass, but I feel like the beer steins are purchased and put on a shelf, and then eventually you just see them at a yard sale down the line.
Yeah, they're straight to yard sales.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Or straight to the GPA storage facility.
Correct. We sell one of them, and it's only to Vermont Mike. He's like, but if we got some, like, you know, some GPA pint glasses down the line, listen, we're announcing all this stuff. There's tons. Colby Jack is, listen, the guy's, if nothing, not consistent, loves his cheese.
Yeah. GPA cheese is a good idea.
I don't hate it. He also said, what about the Gouda People Association? There will be a pun show here once a month. Okay. And it's just puns.
Oh,
and
it's called not?
The Gouda People Association. Okay.
That's going to be Josh's OnlyFans show.
Through yes, GPA. Correct. I will be shirtless and I will have a pun shaved into my chest hair.
GPA headbands for use in the Bodatorium. Bodatorium being worked on today. So, yeah.
Yeah, headbands are definitely in the mix. I mean, there's so many different merch ideas that we can throw out there. All the great people over at Cold Cut Merch.
Yeah.
Cold Cut Merch. Are helping us out.
It's going to be, you guys are going to hopefully love it. We really hope, but no, it's going to be something fun. We will be asking, you know, there'll be memberships and all that kind of stuff, public facing shows, some event stuff behind the membership wall. Yes. All that kind of good stuff. But you guys are, I think you're going to really like how it's presented and what we're trying to do beyond just doing YouTube shows. So,
Ken, what is the only rule in the GPA clubhouse?
Mark, close the door.
There, rule two.
Rule two. Find the good, have some fun.
Ken, don't eat chocolate on the main desk.
God bless it. God bless it. I crumbled one bit of Norwegian chocolate on the desk, and Josh put this rule.
Got rubbed into the freshly painted and lacquered desk.
Josh put this rule down. I don't know what to do. As long as I can eat my Subway sandwiches there.
You can eat your Subway sandwiches anywhere you want.
Well, maybe the desk just needs one of those clear, you know, those things that, like, I don't know. My dad back in the 90s had one. It was like one of those clear pads on your desk.
Like a placemat?
No, a big placemat. But it goes over your desk.
I do need to be careful. Because when I worked at Screen Junkies, I had an office. There was like an office side. Me and Juwan Guillory and some other folks were in there for a while. We'd share like three or four of us in an office. But I would go over to the studio. So the movie fight set, that was my desk. And I'd be in there with JT and Ryan Hanson, the camera guy. And that's where I ate all my meals. And you're not wrong, because there'd be episodes of Movie Fights where you could look down, you could see some of the guests picking up like an onion.
Yeah. No. So,
you know, you're not wrong.
That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Like today, I had to tell Mark Riley to pick up his empty Jersey Mike's bag, just sitting there. I mean, listen, I love the guy, but we got to be respectful of each other's space. And I don't need Mark Riley's Jersey Mike's bag messing up our counter.
ask Mark, what Jersey Mike's did he get? Let me guess. Mike. Let me guess. Number 8, giant with Mike's way.
What did I get? Turkey provolone. I think regular size Mike's way.
Okay, but is that a number 7 or an 8? I think that's a 7. Maybe it's a 7.
Oh
man.
Well, Mark did come in and goes, I had a dream about Jersey Mike, so I had to go get it.
I understand that. I understand that.
My favorite Jersey Mike story of all time is when Mark Ellis and I were forced to go to Justine Marino's birthday party at a vegan restaurant. And Mark said he was going to the bathroom and left and went to Jersey Mike's and came back like 30 minutes later and said he was pooping.
God bless that weird man.
Yeah, he's the best.
He might be weirder than all of us, and he doesn't get enough credit for it. He hides it well publicly. But he might be the weirdest one of us all.
I don't disagree, and I love his weirdness in all its ways, really and truly. Just a legend.
All right.
You want to be done?
I got to get over there soon because I got to drop off
Ikaika's. Amanda zoned out 20 minutes ago, so we could have ended the episode then.
I got to drop off Ikaika's damn chair that he demanded I buy for him.
We can build that chair. Build that chair.
You guys, I'm sorry. I don't have that much to talk about these days because I don't do anything.
You just
sitting.
Sit at home and fantasize like with some cowboy kid in Yellowstone.
You're not a beached whale. You're an adorable
I don't have a lot to tell. And honestly, I'm too exhausting and exhausted to have any report cards for Josh. So
boom. And that's how you end the show. Totally exhausted, totally exhausting. Remember, come on in Saturday, 2 p.m. Pacific time, the Good People Association Live. We've got multiple Josh buddies. We're debuting a board game. Mark Riley's going to do his first ever worm. Ken Knapsack's going to debut his Khal Drogo sword that he's going to bash windows in Burbank with. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a first ever green screen skiing exhibition. No, we're not going to do that. I brought nunchucks and devil sticks from a boardwalk in Ocean City, New Jersey.
Yeah, we can do that.
We've got guests coming in. We've got possible fireworks indoors. We bought a fire extinguisher. There's going to be a crock pot. So much going on. And of course, Amanda will be here giving you all her vaginal birthing stories. Oh. Bam, 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 bam.
I don't have any stories.
You haven't had the baby.
Bam, bam, bam. All right. Yeah, that's right. 2 p.m. Pacific right here at the Good People Association. We're going to have website links on Instagram. You're going to see our guests. They're going to have some promo pics. Everything is coming. We are finally doing this. Thanks to everyone with the super chats. We appreciate it. It is the afternoons with Josh and Amanda. A silly look at an exhausting world.
It doesn't matter when you listen, Ken, as long as you yell out Zachary Taylor for the last super chat. The first rule of GPA is Josh makes the drinks. # Wildman Mixology. You are correct. It's
always the afternoons, and Wildman is retiring when we have this baby. So sorry, guys. Bye.
Wildman makes a wild baby.